Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for dialing in, taking the time out of your busy schedule, and joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. I tell you, we have a great show lined up for you tonight, and our topic is casting or launching out your nets. Yes, casting and launching out your net. So I'm so very excited to have that as a topic and our special guest, Ms. Karen, the connector this evening. But before we jump into the show, I want to thank all of our sponsors for the evening. Thank you so much to Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. It's a great, great read about how God delivered her son for over 15 years of being addicted to alcohol. So this is a great, great book, great, great read. If you can go on to any online book outlets and get the book, it is entitled Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound with Vincent Lynch. I'm telling you, this man is a psalmist from heaven, and he plays the most beautiful jazz as well. He has CDs available on CD Baby as well as Reverb Nation, and he also writes jingles. So the jingle that you just heard for my show, he actually wrote the words, he did the music. So if you need a jingle or things of that nature, I'm telling you, look up Vincent Lynch and Third Heaven Sound. We have Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Washington, where it's not just whatever your thought process is or what you need customized. Angelique Washington can take care of it for you. Anything customized that you need for your business or personal use, from T-shirts, cups, mugs, pens, journals, whatever, Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Washington. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar at 1501 Highway 138, inside of Golden Crust, beside Golden Crust in Conyers, Georgia, located inside F&D Beauty. And Ross takes care of all of your hair care and beauty needs, from relaxers to twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, whatever it is that you have need of to make your perfection piece look good. She can take care of you, and she does lock maintenance as well. And you can call and make your appointment at 404-599-3712. I know you got those holiday parties coming up for the office, for your organization. So, hey, give Roz a call and schedule your appointment. And then finally, we have PrintTara.com, who's your one-stop shop for your business needs, from business cards to flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, as well as websites. Thank you so much to each and every one of our sponsors. You greatly, greatly appreciate it. We thank you for sowing into this fertile ground. We are so very thankful. Well, tonight the topic is casting out your net, casting or launching out your net. You know, so many times we just continue to walk in this comfort zone, and it's time to step out of the comfort zone and do what God has called you to do. And, you know, I say all the time, it's time to stop existing and start living a life that God called you to do. So last week we talked about branding and the importance of your branding. This week we're talking about casting out your nets. So if your nets are, you know, in the business sense, if your nets are in your faith, whatever it is, it's time to cast it out and walk this thing out. But I'd love to welcome Ms. Karen, the connector, to the show. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Karen.
Thank you. I'm glad that you have me. I'm glad to be able to talk with you tonight.
Oh, we are so excited about having you on. I tell you, that topic itself is, I know it's near and dear to your heart, and I know it's near and dear to mine as well, because we're both, you know, people who love helping others and reaching out to others. So we truly, truly appreciate you joining us.
I'm glad. I'm glad and I'm honored to be invited to interview with you tonight. I'm really excited about this topic. I've been thinking about it all day, and just the different ways this whole conversation could go. So I'm just excited. I'm just really excited right now. I'm pumped up.
Good, good, good. So, Karen, we're going to jump right in. I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience.
Okay, well, my name is Karen Campbell, affectionately known by Karen the Connector. I've spent the last year branding myself as the Connector, which I feel like I naturally am. And I've been able to monetize that by, you know, being a referral agent, being like a connector agent between business owners. I connect, you know, people to people. And it's almost like I'm a referral agent. And so I just charge a fee for my connection. So that's really what I do. But as far as me, myself, I'm naturally a connector. Once I meet someone, I instantly try to figure out who I can connect them to. So that's why I have branded myself as Karen the Connector. But I am I live in Douglasville, Georgia. I'm a wife and a mother of three. Originally from Buffalo, New York. I've been down here for about almost 14 years, so I feel real peachy. So I know Buffalo, New York is different than Atlanta, but I feel like this is home now. So that's about it.
Great, great, great. I tell you, well, we're happy to have you. And being, we're going to jump right into that next question, which is, what is a connector?
Well, a connector is that person who you constantly go to get information, get a referral, to get all kinds of information about whatever it is. I'm pretty sure you know yourself as a connector. A connector is just somebody who's just the go-to person. Once you meet them, you find out five of your friends already know them, or, you know, just she's that person. A connector is just that person you just go to. Connecting others to each other for a benefit. That connecting people who benefit from each other. That's really what a connector is.
I love it. I love it. You're bringing people together that will be able to benefit from each other. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Amen. Now, so this topic itself, the topic is entitled Casting Out Your Nets or Launching Out Your Net. What does this topic itself mean to you?
Well, when I first, when you first said casting out your nets, I was like, the only thing I could think of was really biblical. You know what I mean? Really. And when Jesus told them to cast out their nets and told them when to do it, what side to do it on. And that's really the mindset I had. But then earlier today, as I was leaving my office, I was thinking of, you know, casting out your nets as far as, like, you know, just rounding up your resources, rounding up your whatever you need to round up, you know, as far as casting out your nets, gathering, you know, just gathering your things together just to be prepared for what God has for you, you know. And as we come to the end of the year, you hear everybody getting prepared and planning. Everybody's doing a vision board party, and they're planning this, they're planning that. And right now, along with planning, you need to gather. You need to cast your nets out. Figure out who your resources are. Figure out what your resources are. Different avenues you can take to reach those goals that you're making for 2017.
I love it.
So
I love it.
That's kind of what I'm getting out of casting your nets, you know, just gathering your resources. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling right now. And as far as I'm, for me, the way I'm casting out my nets, really, you know, me and my husband, we're planning, we're figuring out who we can build a team with to broaden, you know, everything that we're doing right now. My husband, he has a pressure washing and lawn care business, and we're just figuring out how to reach as many customers as building a team, adding services that people may need, and, you know, how to reach customers, how to treat customers. So, really, casting your net, that's it can mean so many different things for so many different reasons.
Right.
So you just have to be obedient and plan right and gather your resources and cast that net out.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love it. When you said be obedient, When we talked about that topic last week, we did branding, and we had a branding specialist on, and got it given him. In 3 years, he has had over 10 million reads on his blog, and he's had 250,000 followers now in a year and a half. And we were like, wow. And so, but what he did was he was given a command, so to speak, and he obeyed. And God reminded me of that as I read that scripture, that going back to casting out the net and launching the nets out, he said to cast it out. And then, you know, you and I talked about it, and you said he gave them a command, and their direct command was to cast it out on the right side of the boat.
Right.
And so not only did they receiving that command, but they were obedient. You said they obeyed. So that was point number two, that they obeyed. And then point number three, as a result, they received their superfluous overflow. Now, superfluous is an excess of the excess. So as you're telling people, okay, it's time for you to gather, and it's time for you to round up the resources in your plan, and first gather. You know, gather everything out so you can pray and plan properly. I love that. I love it. Because if you're planning and you don't have the proper resources, are you really planning? Are you setting yourself up for failure?
Are you really planning? Are you setting yourself up? You have to make sure you have what you need. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that, I mean, one of those things could be, you know, money. Some people are trying to do a lot of things, and you come at things doing it the wrong way because you don't have the right resources. Mm-hmm. Whether you have to work your job a couple of extra hours to get the things that you need to do really what you desire to do, go ahead and do that. Have your job, you know, supply the money for your desires and for your wants or for your dream business, and that's what you have to do.
Right.
Use it as a resource. Yeah. Mhm.
Yes, yes. You know, and that's a great idea, you know, working extra hours or, you know, and there may be some things that you can barter with. You may have an expertise that someone else can do, you know, or needs, and then vice versa. And so that person can do such and such for you. You help them, and it's called collaborating. You know, so when you work in that collaboration where it benefits you both, then you're getting what you need in lieu of not having the physical finances. So that's another opportunity, you know, looking at collaboration.
Plenty of time. Right.
Yes.
Plenty of time. Bartering, that works. If you got something that someone else needs, believe me, they will barter quickly.
Right. Exactly. I'm loving this. I'm so loving this. All right. So we talked about, you talked about the planning, rounding up the resources. You talked about planning. Now, what is the importance of networking? Because if you don't know anybody, how can you barter? How can you collaborate? How can you do anything to really be successful in going out and getting what it is you want? What's the importance of actually going out and networking to make, you know, this an easy transition?
Right. It's very important to kind of just to stay connected to others. And one way you can do that is networking. And a lot of times networking is free. It's outside of business hours. And it's just important to kind of meet people who are like-minded, maybe even in the same industry as you. Someone maybe you can even mentor from, or someone you can do business with. Networking is very, very important. And one of the most important things about networking is staying connected to the people you network with. The follow-up, that's the main, that's the one thing that I have an issue with myself. Being able to follow up, you meet all these different people at these networking events. The best thing you can do is put the names and numbers on a calendar or some kind of schedule to where you are constantly following up, staying connected, you know, connect with them on Facebook, connect with them on different social media platforms, just so you can stay connected with that person. Comment on their posts, like their posts, stay connected to them, because eventually they're going to need you. They may need you for something that they have going on. They may need you to speak. They may need a product or service that you offer. And if you're not connected to them, and if you don't stay, you know, in the know, or just keep following up, you that relationship will die down. So networking is very, very important, especially if you're in business and you look to do business with others, look to, you know, use others as resources. You need to network. And Atlanta is the best for that, especially if you're a woman. It seems like there's so many women networking groups. Hopefully in 2017, the men will come on a rise and start networking with each other as well. But right now, I mean, if you're a woman in business, Atlanta is the place to be.
I agree. I mean, there are so many go-getters, so many heavy-hitting women that are like, you know what, I'm going for the gusto. I'm not sitting here being complacent. You know, there's too much opportunity out here, and I'm loving it. I'm really loving it because there's so many people that have sat on their gifts for so long, and it's time, as my grandma used to say, time out for that. It's time out for that. And my mom, time out for that. It's time to walk in everything that God has called you to. That's why he put you with and your gifts aren't for you. It's to be a blessing and to others. So walk in your gifts and be happy. I'm telling you, Karen, I could have had a day where you're just like, woo, you're running here, running there, doing this, doing that. And when it's time for the show, and that's when you know you're in your gift. It's time for the show. And God gives you like a supernatural strength. And you're like, you had an 8-hour sleep. And you're like, I haven't had any sleep before the show. And you just get this burst of energy. You know that you're doing what he's called you to do. You know when you're getting people calling you and texting you saying, you really don't know. Let me tell you what happened to me by listening to your show. Or, you know, the empowerment that my guest or myself, you know, were able to speak life into someone, and that you can't put a price tag on it. You really can't. And so you can't put a price tag on being happy. And, you know, it's a choice to be happy. Don't you agree?
Yes. You got to make that choice to be happy. Mm-hmm. You have to make that choice.
Yes. Yes. And staying in that comfort zone is not going to be that place of being happy. I remember when I first started this journey of doing the actual book of On Fire to Inspire the book, and then I launched the show out of obedience. God said, now get comfortable being uncomfortable. And I'm like, huh? Well, what does that mean? And then as everything grew, I was like, okay, now I understand. But even in that, I give God praise for it, because there have been so many testimonies that has come back to me that, you know, I can't put a price tag on it. I really can't.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm telling you.
I agree. You can't put a testimony. You can't put a price tag on that kind of thing. You just can't.
Yes. Yes. Now, what would you tell a person, Karen, that is sitting on the fence and they're sitting there saying, well, I just moved to the area I'm in. I don't know anybody, but I'm tired of just working this little mediocre job. And they're ready to do something. They know that there's a gifting in them, and it's just eating and eating and burning like fire. And it's like wildfire shut up in their bones, as old folks say. What would you say to that person?
I would just say go for it. Mm-hmm. Take that leap. And Castro, out your nut. I would definitely, if I was that person sitting on the fence, and you had burning desire and you had all of these ideas, I say go for it. Now is the time. Like you said, don't sit on your gifts any longer. You have gifts, use them. Use your gifts. Do what you know, execute these ideas, even if it's one little step at a time, even if it's one little thing at a time, just go for it, try it. And, you know, and let God, you know, God always says, let your gifts make room for you. You can do, you know, you can. I talk to any of the clients come to our office. I always ask them, you know, what do you like to do? What are your gifts? Mm-hmm. You know, what would you do if you weren't paid for it, you know, and they tell me, listen, how can you monetize that?
Right. Monetizing your passions and your gifts. I'm telling you. And that was one of the things that, you know, as I was stepping out on faith, God said, it's time to monetize your purpose and your passion. And I'm like, huh? And, you know, as I've grown in it, I'm telling you, it's so exciting, you know, to be walking in it. And people are like, you know, people are asking you to do things. And, you know, my first year in, being able to go to the Dove Awards and being part of the media, I mean, that was epic, as the kids say. That was epic for me.
Yes.
So being able to do what you enjoy doing and get paid for it, oh, my goodness. Don't you agree that that's like another type of living?
Yes, that is another type of living. And, I mean, you see people when they're so happy, that's, mm-hmm. they're so happy because they're doing what they love to do. You know, that
yes.
it's not technically like work to them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing
yes.
what they want to do, working for themselves. They're not answering to anyone. And
mm-hmm.
if you're truly gifted at these, sir.
Yes.
So I tell anyone, just get off the fence. Once you get
yes.
off the fence, you take off running.
Exactly. You know, one of the things I used to mentor all the time, and I used to tell the teens, I used to ask them these questions. What is it that you love to do? That would be my first question. So if you're listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening to the recording, what is it that you love to do? Because so many people I run into, they're like, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what my passions are. So the first question is, you got to decide, what is it that you love? And sometimes you've been doing things so much and being just existing for so long, you lost you in trying to just live. So now it's time to learn who you are. So what do you like to do? That's the first question that I ask. And then the next question is, if there was something you could do for free, and you love it like no other,
yeah.
but you could get paid for it, what would that be? And then, you know, I
yeah.
get the teens to tell me what the answer is. And then I say, well, you know what? With that mindset, now you've come to an idea and a lifestyle of now you're living the life you desire and getting paid and never feel like you're working a day in your life. And they look
right.
at me like, you know what? So what I had to do was I had to take my own advice, because I had been working in IT for 15 years, but I no longer enjoyed it. It was just a paycheck for me. And at some point,
wow.
money does not move you. When you get to the point where
wow.
money does not move you, then you got to find your purpose and your passion. That wasn't it.
Right. Yes, I totally, totally agree. I totally
yes.
agree. I say that all the time. You know,
yes.
So, and then some people that, like you said, they get caught up in themselves, in life itself, especially mothers with kids. You get so caught up
yes.
in your kids and your husband,
yes.
you forget
mm-hmm.
what you like to do, because
exactly.
you are always, you know, trying to please your family or your employer, that you forget the things that you enjoy doing, the things that you like to do, the things that you're gifted at doing.
Yes,
I used to sing a lot. Like, I just started singing again. Like, why did I stop singing? I used to love singing. So, you know, I could, and that's just something I just enjoy doing. But I
mm-hmm.
tell everyone, you know, I ask the same questions when I'm talking to someone. And I, for the first time last week, I talked to someone and she actually said, I have no idea what I'm passionate about. I don't even know what I like to do. And I was like, you don't? Like, I was really like, but there are some people like that.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So you just
that's
gotta,
true.
You just gotta, I guess, be more in tune with yourself. I just told her, just for the next couple of weeks, just get in tune with yourself,
mm-hmm.
and so you can figure out what you know what your passion is, what you're passionate about, and that was just about it.
That is so true. That's so true. And like you said, it's a different type of living. I remember one time talking to a young man, and we were talking about home ownership, and he was telling me, I think he was like 35 years old, and he said, I don't have a house note. I've paid my house off, and I don't have a car note because I paid my car off. So he worked in IT. He loved what he did. And he didn't have a house note or a car note. That's a different kind of living. That's a different kind of mindset. Because
mm-hmm.
at this point, all he's doing is paying for his utilities and things of that nature. So if he wasn't in his passion, he had the space and capacity to be able to do whatever it is he wanted to do. He didn't have any children. He wasn't married. And he was debt-free. That's what you call debt-free living right there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
right.
You know, and that is a type of lifestyle that you can say, you know what, it's time to live out the life that I want to live and not the life I have to live. Because like you said, many times you get wrapped up in being mom, you get wrapped up in being dad, and you lose focus of what is it that you truly enjoy doing yourself. And that's not to, you know, say that you don't love being mom and dad, but at the end of the day, you still got to be happy, because if you're not happy, the kid's going to feel it, you know. So
yep.
You got to live
that.
When mama's
not happy, you know nobody's happy when mama's not happy.
That's right. That is so right.
I wanted to mention, I have read this article written by Dr. Miles Monroe,
mm-hmm.
And I found it on LinkedIn, and one of the things that was said was so profound. They
mm-hmm.
said when you exercise your gift, not only will the world make room for you, but it will also pay you for it. So
mm-hmm.
When I read that, I was like, what? He said, when
mm-hmm.
you exercise your gift, not only will
mm-hmm.
the world make room for you, but it will also
mm-hmm.
pay you for it. So
wow.
Another thing is just to monetize, you know, focus,
mm-hmm.
recognize what your gifts are, and then
mm-hmm.
learn how to monetize it.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how your gift will make room for you. What can you
yeah.
sell? What can you create with this gift? And
mm-hmm.
When I read this, it was like so profound, and just coming up on this topic, I had to go back and think about the stuff that I read in this article, and I just thought it was so good. And another thing that it was talking about, you know, high school kids and how, you know, me, I have done it, and I still do it. Like my daughter, she's what, sophomore, and I tell her, you know, I know you like to do hair and makeup, but you go to school to be a nurse, and you can do hair and makeup on the side. But if hair and makeup is what she's passionate about doing, and she
mm-hmm.
does it well for
mm-hmm.
a 15-year-old, then I should be pushing her to go for her, you know, what you love doing, and she'll
mm-hmm.
probably make a lot of money doing it. Look how much
mm-hmm.
hairstylists make. They make a lot of money because they're good at what they do. They're good
mm-hmm.
at doing makeup and hair, and who knows, if I push her to be a nurse or something like that, who knows how happy she will be or how,
mm-hmm.
you know, how
mm-hmm.
successful she'll be at it. So I just encourage everyone to just follow your gifts.
Right.
Let them
right.
make room for you. Let
I
your
agree.
Gifts make room for you. Learn how to monetize them.
I agree. In fact, when I hear young people tell me like something like a stylist or whatever, I'll tell them if they go to a traditional school, go ahead and take your hair care and then have like a minor in business so you can own your own salon, full
Why?
Feature salon. You know, that way you know the business aspect of it, you know everything, so no one can cheat you in your own business. You know how every aspect of your business, how it's run, how the money goes, and, you know, things of that nature. So I have them think beyond just doing hair. I have them thinking as an entrepreneur or a corporation mindset, you know, because it's in them. It is so in them. I met a little girl that's 9 years old that is a motivational speaker. And I mean, listening to this little girl, you're like, is she 9 or 90? But I'm telling you, like you said, let them walk it in what they love, you know, what they love to do. My daughter loves, she was originally loving taking pictures, and she's excellent at taking pictures and photography. She did all of my pictures in On Fire to Inspire the book. But she's evolved into videography and because she wants to be a director. And you know what? I do whatever it is that I can do to help cultivate that, you know. And one of the things that I know that we as parents can do is put them with other people that are already doing that, where they can maybe shadow them or whatever, because it may be
wow.
a person whose daughter or son wants to be a veterinarian, and then they get in there and they work it 2 weeks and be like, I don't really want to do this. And so
right.
that eliminates that early before you pay that big bill to go to college and say, you know what, I really didn't want to do this, because you have a lot of that in college and building up these big old huge these big, huge loans, you know, and you really
right.
didn't know what you wanted to do. So I really
right.
like, you know, the shadowing and interning so you can see hands-on. Is this what you really want to do? I mean, I know you say you like it, but is it something you really, really want to pursue? Because if you are wanting to pursue it, I'm behind you 110%, you know.
Right.
But,
that's exactly what I say. That's exactly what I say.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. And there's so much talent here, you know, for the kids. There's so much talent for the adults. We just have to connect to the right people. And one of the things I do not do is connect myself to a whole lot of negative people. If they're negative, I speak and I keep going because that's draining. I'm a positive person. I love people. But who the negativity? Mm-mm. No, you see me for half a second and keep it moving.
Right. I like recent, like over the past 12 months, I have just tried to stay more connected to people who are have kind of the same characteristics as me, or who are kind of I'm more in tune with, especially with this whole, you know, social media thing. There's so many people who are on social media. They are life coaches. They know this. They know that. And I used to be a person to listen to everybody. But, you know, towards, like I say, you know, the beginning of the spring, I started to more just tune into people who, you know, are more I can relate to. I like people that I would generally like, I would love to hang out with one day, and that are business minded. They are where I want to go. And instead of listening to everybody, and like you said, I'm not trying to listen to or get connected to anyone negative. I don't want to hear negativity. I don't want to be connected to negativity or confusion. You know, I've tried my best. I've tried my best to cut most of that stuff out, and the people who bring that into my life out. And that's all I have to say about that. I just try to stay connected to the right people.
I know. I love it. I love it. So for those who joined us a little late, the topic this evening is casting out your nets. And so we talked about, you know, casting out your nets. We talk about it in your personal life, but we also talked about in your business life, if you want to do a business. We talked about spiritually, because all of this is increasing your faith to believe in yourself. Many times we believe in everybody else, we sow in everybody else, but are you sowing into yourself? Do you believe in yourself enough to say, I'm going to do this? I'm going to do this.
Right.
I am going to do this. You know, and I believe in you, Miss On Fire to Inspire, and believes in you, but I need you to believe in you. What'd you say,
Karen? Right.
Yes.
And you know what? I totally agree. Sometimes you believe, and
Karen,
and
you're
I've
lost
been one
of
those people.
You blanked out for half a second. I need you to repeat what you just said.
I said, and I've been one of those people before. I've been one of those people that, you know, people believed in me, and it took so much for me to say, you know what, I can do that. I can. I believe in myself. You know, so many times people have asked me to come speak at an event, and I'm like, I'm not no speaker, you know. Or I sit there and I talk to people and I give them ideas, and I'm telling them to do this and I'm telling them to do that. But yet I was not considering myself being able to consult anybody. There was a time where I didn't do any consultations because I'm not a consultant. I don't know how to consult anyone. But yet I'm sitting here, and every time someone calls me, I'm recognizing this. I'm giving them an idea for this, and I'm telling them to do that. But yet I'm not, you know, I wasn't considering myself a consultant, but people were calling me a consultant. People were calling me. Some time for me to actually accept, you know what, I am this, I am all that, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And sometimes
yes.
you have to, you just have to receive it. If people see you as that person, and and it's a good thing, yeah, and go with it. And it took a lot, even though I was branding myself as the, I couldn't, I'm doing now 12 years. There's so much power in saying yes, I'll be there, yes, I'll go, yes, I'll do that. You got to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself and go with it, and you don't know how God is going to bless you to do the things that you never thought you could do. So that people didn't walk away from me when I didn't believe in myself. I'm just thankful for my family and my friends and my support system who has always lifted me up. But there are some people who really just can't help. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I hate to say that. Some people who are really, you know, especially if they're have a negative spirit on them or they're just really making the wrong decisions in life. But when you see somebody genuinely trying and genuinely wanting better, you know, keep that person lifted up. Keep believing in that person. And keep pushing them to do the right thing and go the right way, because that's what people did for me, and I try to do the same for others. But when you see somebody just totally going the wrong way, they don't want to listen to anything you say, or you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, just people who just, you know, you just shake your head to. And you just have to pray for them. Just pray for them and keep them lifted up and just pray that they, you know, get going and go that way.
Yes, I agree. And so, you know, as you're moving forward, so we're going to kind of bring it back in review for the people who joined us a little later, because we hit a lot of high points at the beginning of the show. So for those of you who joined us a little later, the very first point that Karen had was, you want to give it to him or you want me to give it?
No, you can go ahead and get it.
Okay. All right. So the very first point Karen had was gathering or rounding up your resources. Because, you know, a lot of times we jump into planning, but first she said you got to gather or round up your resources, because you may be planning and not even have your resources together. So I love the fact that she said you need to gather and round up your resources first. And then that you can determine at that point, you know, do you have what you need? Because as you get those resources together, you'll say, okay, who are my resources? What are my resources? And do I have what I need? Okay. And then secondly, she said, now you can start planning, because you have everything in place and you determine what you needed and if you had it. And so you can kind of move on from there. And then we talked about, even if you don't have it, you have opportunities for collaborations. You have opportunities for barterings. And then we talked about networking and follow-up, talking about recognizing your gifts. If you're not already walking in it, what is your gift? And recognizing that you are gifted, whether you know what your gift is or not, you're gifted. So, and if you don't know what your gift is, then we talked about, well, what is it that you love to do? What is it that your heart desires? What is it? One of the things I think I asked about in one of my pieces in On Fire to Inspire, it said something like, what is it that changes your countenance and makes you smile and it gives you joy? That right there is a part of your purpose and your passion. What is it that can bring that type of joy to you? And then we talked about once you figure out those gifts, and how to monetize it. And so I'm telling you, it's a different kind of living. It's a different kind of mindset. And then I threw in the biblical side of it. And we talked about casting out the net, and it was in John 21:6-8. And they were first given a specific command. He said, throw out your net on the right side. He said, cast it. And that was the first thing they, you know, he told them to specifically on the right side. So, and then secondly, he said, they said they obeyed. And I looked up three different versions, and one of them, it said they launched out. The other one said they threw it out. The other one said they did it. So in any case, they did it. They obeyed. And then number three, as a result of that, had a superfluous overflow, which means their overflow had an overflow. There was an excess. Because you've come into contact with what your gift is, come into contact with your true identity, then now you can monetize your gifts and not feel like you're working a day in your life, because you're walking in every gift, talent, and ability that God has given you. And I'm telling you, it's a different kind of living. It's a different type of mindset. And there's so much joy and peace in you. When people see you, they're like, what is, are you just glowing? I know that's one of the things when I really realized that I was walking in my gift. People tell me, girl, you just glowing. You look younger. Goodness, I'm like, for real?
And that's what happens.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm loving this topic. And Karen, do you feel comfortable? I want to open up the line, see if anybody is going to be a little bold tonight. Open up the line, see if anybody have a question or a comment. You feel comfortable with that?
Oh, yeah. That sounds great.
Okay. All right, so guys, press 1 if you have a question or a comment on anything that we've covered thus far on the show. I mean, if it's been a blessing to you, if something really hit home, if something just really like nudged you and said, yep, that's you, that was for you, or that person that just said, ouch, you stepped all over my toes, we want to hear from you. So press 1. And you can say whatever it is you want to say on, anything that we've covered to this point, because I'm telling you, there are some things that just really made me want to leap and run around and cut a couple of cartwheels myself. So press 1, don't be shy. If there's something that we said that just really, really had an impact for you, because I'm loving gathering your resources before you start planning, because I'm telling you, everybody say plan. But have you gathered the resources to even start that? So, whoo, girl, you said a mouthful with that. You said a mouthful with that. And they're being a little shy, Karen. I don't know why they're being a shy tonight. And but we do have someone that just pressed it. Yay. All right. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You are live with Aaliyah and Karen. Who do we have with us?
This is David Butler.
Hi, Mr. David. How are you this evening?
I'm fine.
Good. Did you have a question or comment for Karen?
Just a comment. I just recently left my job about 2 months ago, and like you all are talking about right now, knowing that it's time, it is a little scary a little bit, but at the same time, you need to step out on faith, knowing that God has put this gift on you. And you have to be bold enough to step out and know that God will take care of you. So also with that, like you all are talking about now, planning ahead before you start stepping out. You can't just jump out there. I recently started my business in July, but I was still working my regular job. And then God gave me the opportunity to go ahead and leave. And I felt comfortable walking away that day when I did. So it was a blessing. And ever since that day, every day, God has been bringing somebody into my life to bless me with something that helps my business grow even more. So it is definitely, like you said, what is your gift? I can talk. I mean, and that's a good thing. You know, when you're a child, of course, you're not supposed to talk a lot. But when as an adult, I can talk. And I'm an ex-military person, so being able to stand in front of people and to express myself has never been a problem for me. And even now, the same thing like you said, people call me and ask me questions. I said, well, man, am I consulting right now? And so I did start my own consulting firm. And now, as soon as I stepped out on 10/27/16. On 10/28/16, I woke up and I was smiling more. I was being more of the person that I really wanted to be. And I think working at a job every day that you don't really working at a job that you don't like being at kind of changes the person that you are, and you kind of just getting a paycheck. And now it's like I don't even really worry about money. I mean, I'm eating every day. I haven't stopped eating. And I'm really excited. I'm excited about getting up in the morning because I'm in charge of everything. I get to take off when I want to take off. I get to go to lunch when I want to. If I want to get a pedicure in the middle of the day, I don't have to call my boss and ask or nothing because I am the boss. And that's a good feeling. And a lot of people don't have that. They don't have that. They don't know how to step out on faith. They talk about it and they see other people doing it. And I was that person too, but I guess God had to push me out the nest, so to speak, so I could get to my destiny and the destiny he had for my life, And it feels good to be out here doing my own thing because it gives me opportunity to see that I had this in me the whole time. It's just that I didn't ever access my blessing.
Yeah.
So to anybody or any of the listeners that's out there that's listening to this, they need to take that jump and be okay with how it's going to be uncomfortable. And it's definitely uncomfortable, but at the same time, it's comfortable, too. It's comfortable to be uncomfortable because it gives you the opportunity to be in charge of your destiny. And you can make as much money as you want. Some days, if you don't want to do nothing, then don't do nothing and be okay with that. But I guess I'm a learner, so I always want to read something. I want to talk to somebody about my business, tell people about my business as much as possible, so that I feel like I had a productive day. And so every day I make it a point that I tell at least one person every day about my business. It don't matter what it is, wherever I'm at, if I'm in a store or whatever, I say, hey, look, I tell them about my business, what I do. And that's my quota for the day. And every day it seems like I do more than what my quota is, you know, but that's what I set for myself. But I just think that more people need to step out and do what God has destined for their life, because I think a lot of times when they don't, they're shortchanging God and His glory, because He's supposed to get all the glory for what we're doing. And I think working in these mundane jobs, a lot of times they don't appreciate you. They pay you subservient pay, and then you end up coming home every day mad, frustrated, and your home life is miserable. And now, man, I can't stop smiling every time I think about not working for somebody. I love life more now at 48 than I did, you know, these first 48, because now I'm in control of everything I do and say, you know. So I appreciate you, Aaliyah. You and I, we've talked before, and I'm glad that I had an opportunity while I'm at work. I work for Delta part-time or whatever, but that's just for the flight benefits. It ain't like I work for work now.
Yeah, you gotta make it work for you.
Right, exactly. So now I'm about to start taking a couple of trips to things I couldn't do before, because I was working two jobs. So now I get to go on a trip and really enjoy the trip, not go and got to come back to another job or whatever. So life is meant to be lived. So
yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, that's all I wanted to say.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing and dialing in tonight. We appreciate it.
No, yeah, definitely.
All right, Karen, did you have anything to say?
No, I was going to say that everything he said was so on point, and it honestly touched my heart. I mean, I'm ready to go to work tomorrow and just say bye. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I ain't going to leave Miss Lewis tomorrow. But I just think that he is totally right, because sometimes you get stuck in a job, and sometimes it's almost like a mental thing, because sometimes people can make you feel as though you have to stay here. You have to stay here. You need me. You need to work for me. You need these health care benefits. You need this. You need that. And you know what? Sometimes you have to make it up in your mind. I don't need to be here.
Right.
I could do this on my own. I could step out on faith and I will be just fine. I will be just fine. Some people, they try to downplay your value, downplay your worth, just to keep you in that spot that you're in. And some just, like you said, just walk into your gift and do what God has called you to do so you could live this life that we live in.
Yes.
And you said at 48 you live in, you feel more free and happy than you did. That's powerful.
It is. That is so powerful to be able to just say, I look forward to waking up every morning. I smile more. And I'm sure, you know, that it's impacted every area of your life. I mean, even your health, you know. And one of the things, when it's time to walk out on faith, see, I didn't walk out on faith. And God had given me the forewarning that year before, and they were laying off all the second supervisors. Well, I was second supervisor. And so that year, they cross-trained me to help another area. So I was IT supervisor during the first part of the day. Second side of the day, I helped another area. So, but that next year, they closed down the entire site. All 200 jobs were lost. And so it was like, okay, I tried to get you to walk out on faith this year, but since you wouldn't, then I had to pull the rug off, because there's a thing that I've called you to do. And one of the things that we have to realize is, again, our gifts are not for us, they're for others. And one of the things, even when God told me to write the book On Fire to Inspire, and I kept telling God, but I'm a children's author. He was like, I created you. How are you going to tell me who you are? But one of the things that really woke me up, he said, there are too many lives that's dependent upon your obedience. There are too many lives
wow.
that are dependent upon your obedience. And so you have people whose lives have been impacted by guests like yourself, by them hearing whatever it is that God has given me. Because a lot of the times the topics of the show will come straight from the Holy Spirit, just like this topic, God gave it to me last week when we finished up last week's topic. And so I may have a topic ahead of time, but sometimes mm-hmm. I may not. I may just have my guests already months in advance. But I go with whatever God gives me, because this is not my show. I'm just the mouthpiece and the voice that he has chosen to use at this hour. But I'm so excited. I am so excited and elated. And one of the analogies that I give, Karen, is, you know, in the Bible, when Mary's voice made the baby leap inside of Elizabeth. And so, because the Spirit of God, you know, she was carrying the baby. And so here's the thing. My audience is Elizabeth, and you and I are Mary. And as we're talking about whatever it is, whether if they're walking in their gifts, then it pours another fire on top of it. And it keeps them motivated to keep moving. And if they're not sitting, and if they're not doing anything and they're just sitting on those gifts, it's like that baby began to leap and leap and leap, and they can't sit still anymore. So they're just inflamed with the fact that I got to do something. And so that's what the analogy was that God gave me one day. And I said, okay, God, I love that. I love it. And so that is the premise that On Fire to Inspire, that is what we're here to do. We're here to inspire, uplift, impact, and push you, because it's time to come out of that comfort zone and do what he's called you to do. Because, again, it's not about you. It's about being obedient and being a blessing to others. And when you're getting people coming back to you through chats and text messages saying, you don't know what that show did for me tonight, or you don't know, you know, you go to a speaking engagement, you don't know what that did for me. You're doing exactly what he's called you to do. You're
yes.
doing exactly what he's called you to do. So, Karen, I tell you, you have been a blessing to many tonight. I'm telling you, you blessed me with that gathering, girl, the gathering. Gathering it all together. Yes.
No, I'm telling you, this whole conversation has been a blessing to me as well. I mean, especially when David just got on here and gave his testimony. That
mm-hmm.
was powerful. And
yes.
I know a lot of people needed to hear that tonight, because so many people are unhappy.
Yes.
Unhappy at these jobs. And
mm-hmm.
and we have to understand and know that that is not where our source comes from.
Yes.
Our jobs are not our provider. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And really just to walk in our gifts. And that was powerful. I needed to hear that, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people listening right now that needed to hear that. So thank you, David, for calling in.
Yes, yes, yes. We appreciate you, David, because everybody else got cold feet. They didn't even press one for us. But it's okay. It's okay, because it was for David to share that tonight. I'm telling you, that blessed me as well. All right. Well, let's see if we have anybody else, because one of the things I don't like doing is, you know, not given the opportunity again, and then someone's like, but I had a question, but I had a comment.
Oh.
So if you have a question or comment you want to share with Miss Karen the Connector or Miss On Fire to Inspire, press 1 and you can share with us now. This is your final opportunity tonight. So if you have a question or comment, press 1. So Karen, while we're waiting to see if someone does so, how can they follow you? How can they keep up with Miss Karen the Connector?
Well, they can always go to my website. It's KarenACampbell.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's KarenACampbell.com. And
mm-hmm.
then you can always follow me on Instagram at Karen the Connect GA, or follow me on Facebook at Karen the Connector.
Okay.
Either way. I'm all over. On Twitter, I'm Karen the Connect. On Twitter, I'm Karen the Connect. Instagram, I'm Karen the Connector GA. And then on Facebook, I am Karen the Connector.
All right, all right. Well, you're definitely doing a great, great work. And like I said, that is a gift to be able to connect people the way that you do, because everybody can't do it, and everybody's not willing to do it, even if they can't do it. So we appreciate you walking in your gifts and being an inspiration to others. We want you to continue to walk in that thing and in the greater, and continue to allow your light to shine, so that others will continue to be blessed.
Thank you.
So, Karen,
do
you have any final words for the guests tonight? I mean, our listeners tonight?
I just encourage everyone to, if you received anything from this conversation tonight, get up tomorrow. Matter of fact, don't even wait till tomorrow morning. When you log off or when you hang up, act on it. Do something. Mm-hmm. Do something that's going to just to direct you and start you off on that path on the way to go. Get off the fence and walk in your gift. Walk in your gift and gather your resources. Cast the net and gather your resources. That's what you need to do. Figure out what you can do with what you have. Use what God has given you.
Love it. Figure out what you can do with what you have. And you know, another thing I want to add to what you just said, and it doesn't matter what your age is. Because so many people are, I'm too old for this and I'm too old for that. No, you're not. There was a lady I interviewed. She's now a best-selling author in several genres now. And she told me, she said, I retired from working, I can't remember where she was, and for 30 years. She said, and I just start living at 50. And so that's why I said, don't allow your age to be the thing that keeps you from living out your life, because it's not about your age. It's about your passion and fulfilling the purpose and a plan for your life. So, Karen, I tell you, we appreciate you tonight.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. Aaliyah, this has been a blessing to me. And anytime you need anything, just give me a call and I will be there.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. And you let us know if you want to come back on. We would definitely love to have you.
Okay. Well, talk to you all soon. Thank you all for listening. Good night.
Okay. Thank you. Good night. So, guys, if you missed any of this interview, I'm telling you, you want to go back and listen to the recording. We had Ms. Karen, the connector, on just sharing some great, great words of wisdom about walking out in faith and doing what you're supposed to do. We ain't telling you to quit your job tomorrow. That's not what we're saying. But we're saying to figure out what it is that God put you on this earth to do. One of the things when I started praying about my purpose, I said, God, what did you put breath in this body to do? What did you put breath in this body to be? And then from praying on that, then people start coming up to me talking about what my gifts were. Well, girl, you know, people just sit down and they listen every time you talk. And every time you say stuff, you know, everybody just so inspired and they're encouraged. Sometimes people see your gift before you see it. So if you have to do some type of like a little survey and ask your friends that, you know, people around you, what do you think about me? Because that's one of the things one another coach said. Ask people what they think about you. Name some things, some key things that are your strengths, and then maybe take some things that are your weaknesses. And if you don't know your purpose, then you can go from there. That can also help you walk into that gift and find that gift. So I tell you, this has been a true, true blessing tonight. If you missed anything, go back and listen to the recording. We'll be playing it back shortly. I have some announcements for you guys. There are some great, great events coming up this coming weekend in the Atlanta area. Kingdom Works International Ministries is my home church, and we're going to be facilitating, where we're going to be partnering with the Jasmine House Foundation, and it's sponsored by Toys for Tots. So if you know any people who have children and they're having a hard time helping get Christmas gifts, we're going to be giving out Christmas gifts at the facility at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, and that's in Conyers 30094 in Conyers, Georgia, and that's from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. this coming Saturday. So if you know any families that are, you know, having a hard time with Christmas, we will be giving out toys. It is for first come, first serve. We'll have Christmas music playing. We'll have food, refreshments. We'll have volunteers. You know anybody that maybe even want to volunteer. We'll have volunteers, you know, wrapping up. It'll be kind of like a Santa's workshop thing, but it's also very family-oriented environment just to kind of love love on people. It is the Jasmine House Foundation and Kingdom Works Partnership at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, Conyers, Georgia, 30094, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. this coming Saturday. And then also at 7 p.m., there will be a big Christmas celebration. It's like a five-course meal dinner. So if you want to come to that, the tickets are $15. But when I tell you it's going to be some entertainment, food, five-course meal, Miss Pam doing all the cooking, I'm telling you, you want to be in the place. That address is 1303 Parker Road, Suite G. I will be volunteering. I'll be helping out and in all of those capacities because I just love helping out. Especially one thing about when you're giving, it's just like, oh, my God, it's beautiful. And you can't put a price tag on that either. And then also I want to do a quick advertisement. If you want the best pie in Georgia, not Patty's Pies. No, it's not Patty's Pies. It is Pam's Pies. Pam's Pies are, she has sweet potato, apple pie, peach pie, starting as low as $5. Her most expensive pie is $7. So call and place your order. She's going to stop taking orders for the holiday soon because she's going to be swamped. So if you all want some pies, some great sweet potato, or apple, or peach pie, call Pam at 678-549-5951. Pam's Pies, where there's love in every pie. And I'm telling you, you will, honey, make your stomach happy, your heart happy, and everything else. And then we have a event where I'm going to be the media over at Kingdom Works again, but it's the Free Your Mind Jazz Cafe. It's going to be on January 22nd. Put it on your calendar because many of us, you know, are so busy. So I'm putting it on your calendar now because we got a little time. Free Your Mind Jazz Cafe, that's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on January 22nd. That is hosted by Healing Hearts Through the Arts and Angela Crook Lynch. She will be doing that. And if you are a performer, artist, she's going to be doing that. That is going to be a fundraiser for her organization for children who have deal with, you know, mental illness in any capacity, from ADD to things of that nature. Yes, we claim them to be walking in their healing, but something to help them in the arts. But it's for children or adults. They're going to have spoken words artists. They're going to have singing. I think they have someone dancing, someone playing drums. They have a little bit of everything. Tickets for that, I think she said, is $10. And they do have vending opportunities. If any of you have vending opportunities, if you look up Angela Crook online or you type in Free Yo Y-O Mind Jazz Cafe, she has been posting it all over Facebook and Instagram already. Let's see, is that all? That's all I can think of that's coming up real soon. I love to keep people involved and informed because there may be someone that's in need of the Jasmine House Foundation's event, and you may be able to just plug them in because that's what it's all about, us being a blessing, because God has given us everything that we need. So we're blessed to be a blessing, and we're empowered to empower others. And I'm going to leave y'all with this piece called Dare to Dream. And it's the audio from On Fire to Inspire, the book, the audio book. Remember, you can go online and purchase On Fire to Inspire, the ebook. You can go online and order the book on Amazon, Kindle. It comes in paperback and audio CD. But that is the book that actually stem, this is how the radio show stem. God gave me the book, the vision for the book, and then the book, the show came later. So here is Dare to Dream. Dare to Dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream. that piece is called Dare to Dream. And so that piece is actually available on Fire to Inspire, the book. But I did that on the audio book, and the music actually is played by Third Heaven Sound and Vincent Lynch, one of our sponsors for the show. Well, guys, we've had a phenomenal, phenomenal show tonight. I want to thank you so much for tuning in with us, taking the time out to tune in with us. We will be back next week, same time, same place, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Share the playback recording with others, because you want to be a blessing to others. It's time for them to stop walking in the common existing status and moving into that life, living and not existing. So I thank you again for joining us on Fire to Inspire. This is Miss Aaliyah Butler, Miss on Fire to Inspire. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.